hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday, and I have a perfect opportunity to chat with you guys and a beautiful patient. We're talking all about lip filler, women, self-image, and all the things. So everyone say hello to my boss girl, beautiful client, Samantha Mora. Welcome, Samantha.
Hello, thank you for having me.
And Samantha is a boss girl. She's co-founder of Lynx Financial, and she's all of 25. Pretty amazing. Sam is beautiful. Let me give you guys a visual. She has long flowing hair, beautiful brunette, gorgeous features, very classic looking. She's recently done some lip filler, and she's coming to my office asking for a little bit more filler. And my first thought was like, do we really want more filler? Because you're a boss girl. Are people going to take you seriously in the boardroom if your lips are filled a little more pouty, voluptuous, and gorgeous? What do you think, Sam? Is it hard to be taken seriously with lip filler, with femininity these days?
No, I feel like, they look at you, especially if you have a full face of makeup. I feel like it's, in general, they're just, I think it just gives you that boost of confidence. And it's how, you know, you're walking and you're holding out and the entire meeting, everything's going well. I don't think there's going to be an issue at the end of it all. I think they're actually going to appreciate that they can have a pretty business partner.
You know what? You're probably right. I think in some ways, I think it's women's body armor. I think it's our way of becoming equipped to deal with like that onslaught of attention. And you want to come in looking your most attractive, your most powerful, your most confident with your red lipstick on and your high heels on. You feel different than if you show up like a less, loud, proud version of yourself. What do you think?
I think it also helps because it definitely holds their attention. And now they're engaged. So it's like a triple threat.
Oh my gosh. I feel there's a fine line and I caution my patients all the time. And sometimes I'll say rude things like, okay, it's a fine line between voluptuous and porn star. Are we getting close to that line? Because sometimes I just have to be blunt and that's my job in the room with the patient. I'm going to talk to you a little bit like I'm your sister, your mother, your girlfriend, and your boss.
I definitely need someone like you. Always. Always.
Always, right? I think sometimes you need to hear that. So I lately have been feeling like I want to talk people down from getting too much lip filler. Because sometimes you're obsessed with that feeling of confidence and empowerment that you get when your lips are just freshly done. And that's the feeling you want versus you want bigger lips. What do you want today? Bigger lips or more empowerment, confidence?
I feel like I'm obsessed with the unnatural, natural look.
If that makes sense. The Instagram lip girl. Yes, everyone brings their phone and shows me that they want this natural model's lips, and they're obsessed with very, very natural one syringe. And I say, those are 3 syringe lips right there. That girl has 3 syringes in her lips. So it is really morphing our view of what is normal these days, because images that we see on the internet are overly filled, and yet they look doctored and natural. And now it is the new natural to have super voluptuous, really pouty, juicy looking lips.
It is, and it looks great in all board meetings.
You think so?
I think so. I really do.
I think there's a role for it. But I also want to caution patients that, like, think about who you are, what your image is, what you're putting out there in the world. Like, if you want to have the boss girl image, you want people talking to your eyes, not looking at your lips when they're having a conversation with you and they're analyzing, are those done? Are those filler lips? It's some part of you wants people to look you directly in the eye and hear your words, not assess your image. Am I right?
I truly feel like I always can grasp someone's attention and hold an eye-to-eye conversation. I truly think it depends on the person.
She's right. I think if you're vivacious, vibrant, and energized, you can really grab people by what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's true. If you can rock a big lip, then go for it.
Definitely. Just not with maybe red lipstick. I'm more of a nude girl.
More subtle everywhere else. It's like an accessory. If you're going to have those lips, you're going to downplay the other accessories. Like, you don't want too much cheeks or too much anything else going on, not too much makeup, just make it all about the subtle natural.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, that's the dilemma that women face. I think that we are born into this society where we're immediately judged the moment we walk into a room. whether you're a man or a woman, you judge people. And, you know, you get judged from top to bottom, like how physically fit are you? How nice is your hair? What outfit are you wearing? What do your facial features look like? What does your figure look like? That's just human nature to assess and judge. And we're assessing evolutionarily because it's almost like our fertility is being assessed, and how likely are we to have good genetics? And all of that comes across when you visualize a person. So for the women out there that are getting little things done and maintenance, that is an amazing way to stay true to form and make sure that you look like you're in it for the long haul for survival of the fittest evolutionarily. But for the young girls out there, take it easy on the filler, because I think it's so important to play the long-term game. And if you do a lot of filler at an early age, you will get dysmorphic features. And I think it's going to be interesting, this generation of 50 and 60 year olds coming up that are going to have all kinds of curves.
Oh no.
All kinds of volume in areas where maybe we're not used to seeing it genetically.
That's going to be a vicious era, definitely, that we have coming up.
I think, right? As the Kim K's of the world get to be in those decades, I wonder how aging is going to look.
I wonder how you will make us all look when we come back to you when we're 60 and like help us.
That's why it's my job to edit carefully and make sure we add carefully and accessorize carefully with lips and, you know, all the.
And I feel like we can apply all of that in the boardroom as well.
You're right. She's convinced me. See, this is how my patients convince me that they're allowed to get one more syringe. So, so we've had this heart-to-heart discussion. We've really looked in the mirror. We've decided on voluptuous. We're not going porn star.
We're not going porn star.
We're doing boardroom lips.
Exactly. We're doing hedge fund lips.
So girls out there thinking of getting lip filler, that's my 5-Minute Friday to you. Look carefully. Start small. Remember, just you're in it for the long haul and you want people to take you seriously. Like, get the lips that fit your branding. But also don't be tied to just a stereotype. You can rock the lips that you want to have. I just want you to look your best. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K, doing amazing things with people's faces. And our website is beautybydrk.com. There you can find my awesome lip plumper. If you're not yet ready for filler or you can't come meet me in LA, try our lip plumper. It makes you have lips that are lovely. Looks like a syringe of filler. It lasts from 1 to 3 hours. And I love it. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful and natural.